This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will proclaim the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the conference in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Naidu was elected the chairman of the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation. He called for strategic investments in Asia-Pacific aviation infrastructure to accommodate 3.5 billion annual passengers by 2035. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with the three service chiefs of India and the chiefs of foreign air forces, witnessed the ongoing Tarang Shakti exercise at Jodhpur Air Force Station in Rajasthan today. As part of the exercise, attack helicopter Prachand and Sarang Surya Kiran aerobatic teams, along with fighter jet LCA Tejas, displayed daredevil stunts. The defence minister witnessed the aerial display of fighter jets and aircraft. Addressing the gathering, the defence minister called Tarang Shakti a medium to build cooperation and mutual trust among the friendly countries. Mr. Singh will also inaugurate the Defence Aviation Exposition, IDACS, in a short while from now. This edition of IDACS at Jodhpur, scheduled to be held till Saturday, will witness a grand participation from industry and host a wide range of products and technologies. The filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and the third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. In Haryana, the nominations can be withdrawn till the 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, 40 Assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of October. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of September. Counting of votes for Assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. The Aam Aadmi Party has announced its sixth list for the Haryana Assembly's elections today. The list consists of 19 candidates. The party has fielded Prem Garg from Panchkula seat, while Kamal Bisla will contest from Fatehabad seat. Ketan Sharma has been declared party candidate from Ambala city seat and Dhanraj Kundu from Dadri seat. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have recovered a substantial quantity of ammunition and explosives from Kupwara district. Based on specific intelligence inputs, a joint operation was launched by security forces in the Kiran sector. The operation resulted in the seizure of a large cache of arms and materials intended for improvised explosive devices. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to Switzerland beginning today. This is the third and final leg of his three-nation visit to Saudi Arabia, Germany and Switzerland. In Geneva, the External Affairs Minister will meet heads and representatives of international organizations with whom India is actively engaged. He will also meet the Swiss Foreign Minister to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship further. In Bangladesh, the interim government has announced the setting up of six commissions to bring reform in six major sectors, including the constitution. In a televised speech to the nation last evening, Chief Advisor Professor Muhammad Yunus said the sectors are the constitution, electoral system, the judiciary, the police, anti-corruption commission and public administration. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over east, west, northeast and central regions of the country during the next 4 days. Heavy rainfall is likely over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh today. Similar weather is also expected in Bihar, Odisha, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura tomorrow. Indian benchmark equity indices opened in the green today following positive global cues from Asian and US markets. Sensex was up 236 points to trade at 81,759 and Nifty was up 89 points at 25,007 points when reports last came in. In hockey, defending champions India will face South Korea in their fourth pool match at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament at Ulaanbaatar in China today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.